cheesesteaks. Try Jerry's new Bistro cheesesteaks today.
Hey, Garden, over here, it's me, the lawn. Look at me, I'm getting my first haircut of the season.
Oh, that better mean I get more flowers.
Now, don't get your blooms in a tangle, sister. You're getting more flowers. I saw the owners carrying in tons of them this morning. All kinds of good stuff. They went to Lowe's, you know.
Oh, I love it when they go there. I always look so pretty.
And I always look so handsome.
At Lowe's, you find everything you need for a beautiful landscape this spring. Like a 4.5-inch pot of New Guinea impatiens for just $1.48. Get a quart of hostas for only $1.97. And get 2 cubic feet of Miracle-Gro garden soil for just $9.47. Come in today for great lawn and garden products at everyday low prices, guaranteed. See store, Lowe's.com, or printed advertising for details.
Hey, beautiful. What do you say we do something together tonight, huh?
Maybe some other time. I already have plans.
Lowe's, improving home improvements.
Is your bank your friend? Is it your pal? Do you hang out with your bank? Do you pause during your busy day and ask yourself, I wonder what my bank is doing right now? Do you like your bank? Or do you approach the relationship differently? Maybe platitudes and smiley face buttons just don't cut it anymore. You're in this relationship for the money, and why shouldn't you be? It's yours, after all.
At Riggs, we're determined to give you more than what you expect from a bank. We're offering free checking that's absolutely free, and a home equity line of credit that many people are saying is the best deal in town. We've created accounts that reward you for doing more of your business with Riggs. Plus, we're introducing extended hours and staying open on weekends. So if you're ready to expect more from a bank, then maybe you're ready for Riggs. For more information, call 1-800-368-5800. Stop by your local banking center or visit RiggsBank.com.
Offer does not include all products and services. Terms and conditions subject to change. Fees may apply for optional services. Riggs Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do, and I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here, and the end of the year gets very long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You've been, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got 4 books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month. And the book, the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like those.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area. Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. We've never gone anywhere. We still now. I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents.
Can't be and much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2 o'clock hour Best of Don and Mike Show, leading up to Don and Mike Live at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, on the mighty 106.7 WJFK. Hey, listen, you want to listen to Don and Mike Live today? Because they are giving away another trip to Los Angeles. So listen to win. And right now, on the Best of Don and Mike, what do we got? It's the cell phone concert on the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Before the show, you three guys, and you're to blame, Rob.
Right.
You were driving me crazy. Everybody that has a cell phone knows that it has all those moronic song rings.
Yeah.
Well, Rob starts playing with his, then Mike plays with his, and Buzz pulls his out.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, I'm standing in the studio. It's like three monkeys are in here who've just discovered that they can get these dumb rings on their cell phones. No, play your real ring that you use, Mike, not that one. Play your space age one, the one you're proud of. Cool.
Hi there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I have one. Did you leave me a voicemail, Rob?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I interfered with my ring.
I said to Mike, anybody uses a ring like that, that plays a song?
Mm-hmm. Here's my favorite one.
They're a mook.
Listen to this one. That's not a song.
Those people are mooks.
Sports!
Hi.
Whee!
So this is what I'm listening to 10 minutes before the show today.
You left the room.
Yeah, I actually, you're right, Buzz. I actually walked out of the room because I got Mike and I got Buzz and I got Rob, all three of them, like morons, doing this thing with their cell. Well, pull yours out, Rob. And that's Mike's regular ring. Right? That's your regular ring?
Maybe. Maybe I'll change it.
Look at this. I don't even know how to find this thing on my telephone.
I can find it on your phone.
I don't even know how to find it.
Go to settings.
I just got a regular ring.
No, you've got a variety of rings.
I've just got a regular ring on my phone.
No, you've got a variety of rings.
I'm sure I do, but I don't know how to find them.
This is the one I might be changing to, Don. What do you think of this? I want you to review this ring. This one right here. Listen. Space Age, huh? Spock. Now everybody's popping in their own ringers here.
Well, you know, and I can't figure out how to get mine to... After I'm busting your balls, I can't figure out how to get mine to work. General setup. Is that what I want? Yes.
I hate that one. I hate that. You can't even hear that one.
Hold on. Contrast, greeting, language, menu reset, key unlock. Yeah, I don't got this crap on mine.
Buzz, so, you got yours working?
Yeah, call setup.
I'm just finding the sounds now.
Oh, hold on.
You
sounds.
Guys, I can't believe I'm the one that's gotten my ringers on the air faster.
Well, I don't hold get on. Into this very often.
God damn it. You know, I'm just making fun of you for this thing. Here we go. Sounds.
Please, cell phone.
Ring type.
Yes.
Okay, here you go. You know, mine doesn't work. What's wrong with this?
Oh, show off. We're trying to drive our listening audience nuts here.
Well, I can't even get mine to work. But anyway, this is what these guys are doing. What's yours, Buzz?
Mine's phone silent right now.
Yeah, so is mine. Yeah. But not Rob, not Mike.
No.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Well, listen, so what happened when you were on the when you were on the train today where they got the thing where you can't use your cell phone?
I had a little confrontation on the Metro liner. There was a lady there. I don't begrudge a woman using a cell phone, but there are people that get on the phone and they say things along the lines of, "Hi, how you doing? Okay, great. Okay, well, I'll be up there pretty soon." Which is that's the level you want to speak on a cell phone. Then you have lay bitch. Lay bitch.
Wow.
Let me tell you right now. Lay bitch was the loudest single person I have ever heard on any train travel I have ever had. This lady gets on and goes, "Hi, Doug? Yeah, okay." And you know what you always get with the loud talkers? The bio.
Right.
"I'm on the train just leaving Baltimore. Did you get the papers that we were supposed to send you?
So
great.
What's the fight?"
Okay,
you had?
Fine. The fight was eye contact first. And then finally, when I put on my headphones and I'm watching that little DVD thing, you get it working, Buzz?
No, not yet.
And then when I finally got it working, my little DVD player, I said to the lady, I said, "Excuse me, could you please be quiet?" And I've never done that before in my life. And she said, you know, that's where the person either goes, "F you," or says, "I'm sorry." And fortunately, I got an "I'm sorry" from her, where she said, "Oh, sorry." Because it was just screaming the whole time.
Well, hold on. Now I'm totally distracted.
I'm really, really glad that I told my story so everybody could
I'm sorry.
Pay
I'm
attention
I'm distracted.
To what I'm saying
I'm
here.
Sorry. I'm Christ distracted. Sake. It's your fault. You're doing this before the show. Buzz, what do you have to go to on your phone to find the ring?
There's a section called Sounds.
God damn it. Hold on. Sounds. Phone book, messages, system department, general setup. Right. Sounds. Sounds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds. Silent mode.
Mm-hmm.
Message tone. Key sound. Key volume. Ear volume.
Ring sound.
Ring sound. Ring type. Ring pitch. Ring volume. Alert. I don't have
I will have you know, the next time you start telling a story, I'm keeping this phone out.
I don't have...
We're sorry, Mike.
I don't...
Don't worry, Buzz.
Ring type.
Maybe I'll get payback.
Ring type.
I want you to listen to the sounds during your news.
All okay. It says is selection stored.
Yeah, that's what I get, too. That's why I haven't been able to play.
Mine's a screwer. Mine doesn't work. Mine's an effer. But Mike is able to play with his, and so is Rob.
Of course.
Sorry, what were you saying, Mike?
I have no idea.
Come on, you were telling a story, right?
The bottom line was she said she was sorry.
I heard your story. Hello, Don and Mike.
You get such joy out of me being interrupted. Nothing. That's one of the things that brings you true joy on this show. You get a gleam
sometimes.
In your eyes. Nothing gives you greater pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. Where's my telephones here? What am I doing? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a little ringtone here for Rob.
All right, hold on. Everybody pipe down. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, Dixie.
Great.
Right, I got you.
That's good.
That's for Robay. Diddle-oo, diddle-oo, diddle-oo. Okay. Oh, goddamn, that's annoying. That's annoying to hear on the radio. It's annoying to hear in person. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
And it's so annoying, I wish I could get my phone to do it, but I can't.
I can get my phone to do it, but you guys got to stop it. You're driving me nuts.
What, with the cell phone stuff? Hey, Charlie.
The damn road.
Charlie, come here and see if you can figure out how to make my phone make these sounds.
I've got to make a sound. Use a hammer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Wow, listen to this.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Wow. That's a snap, crackle, and pop line we got right
sure
there.
Sure is.
What the hell is that? Hello?
Do you know what it is? Now I understand why nobody was listening to me when I was talking. This you get completely preoccupied with. We are in love with technology in this country.
We get mesmerized by it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, could I be mistaken, or were one of those songs that Mike was playing, Tuna Tuna Fish, Tuna Tuna Fish?
Was that the Tuna Tuna Fish?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What are you guys doing?
We're playing our cell phones.
I'm going to knock that off, man. My dog's going crazy.
All right. All right, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz,
yes,
Rob.
Hi.
Hey, what kind of phone do you guys have?
Hold on, Charlie just got it for me. Push
kind of phones? Down. Don and I have Ericsson's.
Ericsson's?
What do you have, Rob?
I have a Nokia.
A Nokia? Rob has a Nokia.
How do I get it to go
Mike,
down?
What do you have?
I've got a Verizon. Like,
Verizon.
Okay.
Verizon?
And then to play.
Verizon.
Oh, there's music.
Man, I don't know what the brand name is. I think it's Oracle.
Oh. Stop, everybody. I found my songs.
Yay.
I'll tell you what it is.
What?
What brand it is. Don't break it. Rock and roll.
I found my songs.
Nokia.
No, is it? You sure?
Am I sure? Qualcomm.
I have a Qualcomm.
Oh, that's one I have also. The Qualcomm ones are like the worst one for sounds, and the Nokias are the best because you can actually go on the internet and pick up songs from the internet.
Okay. Right. Let's just play our songs.
Can we all play them at the same time, please?
Sure.
Sure. Robbie, get yours out.
Okay.
How's that commute going, ladies and gentlemen?
It's got to be better now.
Hold on, I'm out. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Type 7, type 8. Hold on, guys. Okay, I'm ready.
The information age, ladies and gentlemen.
It's fun to be children.
Well, you know, I just effed mine up again.
Don, what'd you do to it?
I pressed the wrong button. I don't know how to get mine to work again. You guys, hold on. Let's, one at a time. Rob, that's yours.
Okay,
Buzz, let's hear yours.
Oh, you want to go round robin with this?
Yeah, hold on. Let's start with Mike.
All right, ready?
Start with Mike.
Buzz?
Okay, Rob? Right.
You
now
know
me.
I want everybody to know that in the studio we're all showing our teeth.
Yeah, we are. We couldn't be happier.
We're all laughing like idiots.
There you go. Now you got it.
All right, that's me. All right.
How come mine's not as loud as everybody else?
Mine isn't loud.
You can adjust that.
How do you adjust that?
No, mine's maxed out.
God damn. This is how we are feeding our families. So everybody, tell me, which do you like better? Our serious discussion yesterday about race relations or the show today where we're all just playing our cell phones like morons?
I vote for today.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how you doing? Chris from Sacramento.
What is that vibrating?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta do that too.
Oh, we got the vibrating phone now. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, when you guys earlier when you were going through trying to find how to do your songs on your phone, it kind of reminded me of that scene from Reservoir Dogs, the opening song where the old guy's sitting there going, Charlie Chu, Jimmy Chan, Jimmy Woo, and then Harvey Keitel takes the damn book out of his hand and he's like, starts swearing.
Ha ha, mine works.
Yeah.
Ha ha, the sting. Ha 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 ha.
Wee.
Very loud ringing.
Okay, come on, I'm ready to play the game now.
Oh, okay.
The same game I was yelling at Mike about 10 minutes ago.
We're all going to need batteries.
It's more fun on the radio than off the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pass it to Mike. You ready, Mike?
Yep.
Take it, Mike. To Buzz. To Rob. And now, a concert. All together.
Ready, go.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome to our crazy little room.
Hello, you're on the air.
Nothing works here.
I think this guy on the... Hold on. I think the guy on the phone's playing his. Hold on. Everybody turn yours off for a second.
Okay.
Come on, duel with me.
All right, play yours. Come on, play yours. Go ahead, play it.
Now, I can't tell who we're listening to. Are we listening to the guy on the phone?
That's the guy on the phone.
Yeah. Yep.
He also has the same.
Yeah, he's got the same song as me.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Boo you.
Boo you. You ruined our fun. Boo. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mo, Ron.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, there's a website out there called yourmobile.com, and you can download like NFL on Fox and...
Oh, really? You can get...
Here, I got this one.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, play it.
Right here.
Do you have NFL on Fox?
No.
Autumn Wind. Raiders.
Autumn Wind for the... But do you can get
NFL on Fox, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, all sorts of cool ones.
You know what? I would get the NFL on Fox, although I know I'd get it and I'd change it as soon as my phone rang, because I would feel like a giant dumbass.
Why get the NFL on Fox when you can have Space Age Ring?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
You sound like a damn Star Trek convention.
Yes.
For the love of God.
I realize that, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
People are downloading bird calls now for their phones, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd like to get a Blue Jay.
Hello. Hello. Rob, get your phone away. I can't hear anybody. I can't hear anybody when you're doing that.
Hello?
For God's sake.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I would like to sing a song sung to the tune of my favorite cell phone song.
All right, sure. Go ahead.
All right, quiet. Quiet, everybody.
I love Lee Remini. She's now a whore for CBS.
Hey, thank you.
Wow.
Great song. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I have a special website that you can go to download special rings.
Really? All right, what is yours?
Yeah. What is my what?
Your ring. What is the website?
The website's cellphoneuser.com.
Do you have a ring for us, a special ring for us?
Yeah, I have what, Bad Boys?
All right, let's hear it. Do you have it? You mean the theme from Cops?
Yeah, it's not very good. It's not a very good one, though.
Do you have your phone there? Play it for
us. Yeah, hold on
a second.
Let's
hear it. Okay.
This is fun.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
That's
Bad Boys.
Come on, honey.
Hey, you know, it's much more interesting to hear the rings than hear people explain the rings.
Cupcake, listen, I understand because I'm still mesmerized by my phone. I still can't figure out how to get my goddamn thing to work. Main mess. Buzz, what do we want to find again?
Go to sounds. The main menu and go to sounds.
Sounds. Okay.
But go to settings first. It's probably on settings.
Settings, and I have ringtone.
On our phones, Don, settings and sound are two different
options.
Things.
I have phone book, messages, systems operation. Is that what I want, Buzz?
And you go into ringer type and you do that.
You know what?
It's like that. And you get another one?
I got phone book, messages.
All right, here it is.
Systems operation. Oh, hold on. Oh, that is awful.
That sucks.
That's not worth waiting for.
Sad.
Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You know what you guys sound like? You know when you go to a store and they have all those talking toys and want to make more noise, hit all the buttons and then just walk away and watch all the people walk by and just get pissed?
Yeah.
You know that's awesome. And I wonder if people are hearing the scratchiness on that phone line, too. Welcome to the most annoying show we've ever done.
Do I want to go to sounds, Buzz?
Yeah, if you've got it. You've got that category.
Sounds. Then when I find sounds, what do I press to access it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yes.
And then phone silent, and then page down to ring sound.
Ring sound.
I can access all of my rings. Yes.
Ring type.
Okay.
Is that what I want, ring type?
No, ring sound, and then press yes.
I don't have ring sound. I have ring volume, ring pitch.
Ring type, then. It must be
ring
on yours.
Ring type. Okay, and press yes.
Yes. And then that should give you the list. You can scroll down.
Okay. All right. I got it. Hold on a second. Let me try it. And then I press yes to hear it?
Each time you scroll to a new one, it rings by itself.
Hold on, let me see. Everybody be quiet. Let me see if mine's working. Hold on. I got the suckiest phone, man.
Is that all you have?
It's for you.
Yeah, hold on. I don't got any good space age rings, Mike.
Exactly, Charlie.
What did he say?
Stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm blowing you out of the wall. I'm blowing everybody through the wall with this one. Are you killing me with this?
Ah.
Where's my music? Hey, want to hear my most space age one? Hold on, I got La Cucaracha.
I have that too. I have a different arrangement.
La Cucaracha's good. La Cucaracha.
Yeah, I have that one too, but mine's a different arrangement.
Arrangement.
Arrangement, like Nelson Riddle hopped into your phone.
Exactly.
Mine's working now. Rob, yours is vibrate.
Is that what that is? Welcome to Christmas morning, ladies and gentlemen.
How's everybody doing today?
Okay. When I count to three, everybody put their phones away, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
I can okay. still hear him.
Somebody.
No? Is it the guy on the phone?
Oh, must be.
It's Rob. Rob.
Rob can't kill him.
Rob, this is a DMZ. No, no.
Listen.
It's still going.
No, that's yours, Mike. That's yours. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My fans are energized.
Howard rules.
Howard is great.
Learn rules.
Howard rules, man.
I love Howard Stern. He should run for president.
United would never be defeated.
The greatest thing ever invented in this world. Howard is God.
Howard Stern's the best.
Life has no meaning without Stern. Stay on the air, Howard. Please, please, please.
They just need a cause. And their cause is me. You know why I'm their cause? Because in the morning, they got something to listen to.
Howard Stern. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK. Tonight, it's Jag's most controversial case. Is America's top war hero a racist?
There's no excuse for shooting off your mouth.
New Jag, CBS Tonight.
If you want to create a yard that's truly inspiring, you can. If you want to plant a garden so rich in beauty that it has to be shared, you can. And the place where all of this can take root is the Home Depot. Only the Home Depot has certified nursery consultants in every store. They'll teach you how, when, and where to plant any of our beautiful locally grown plants and flowers, with ideas and advice to turn any thumb a little greener, as well as any neighbor. The Home Depot has the widest selection of